OTA's rolling on, and a new member of the Arizona Cardinals joins us from their offensive line, Justin Pugh. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Valley.
Thanks for having me on.
OTA's going well so far.
Starting out on the right foot, we did that little vet mini camp, so we got a chance to get out there, go against each other, hit each other a little bit. It's good. Been a good first week.
Now, I was going to ask you if in the short time you've been here, if you've found anybody else to pay rent for in Arizona, because I'm sure there's some candidates, and that's just a joke. But what I want to ask you on a bigger plane is, I don't think you ever thought that that story was going to get out for mass consumption. But now that it has, what have you noticed, and what has it done to your perception?
I didn't do it for that. We did it because I knew I was probably leaving New York, and we wanted to be able to help out my neighbor and send the video to. We have a food prep company now. It sends him food twice a week, so he doesn't have to pay for food. We got a beverage company sending him like sports drinks and water. So that's the real reason we did it. And it's been good. It helps to get notoriety for him as well within his family, because I kind of called out his son and some of his nieces and nephews. So they're coming around more often now. So it's been
That's good.
It's been great for him. I actually just talked to him yesterday. He needed a new pair of shoes. He needs like the triple E wide ones.
Okay.
So we got him some shoes.
Is that right?
No one in Arizona. But I feel like if anyone was in that position and could help somebody and had the opportunity to, you know, change their life a little bit for the better, anyone would do it.
No, I don't think so. Not anyone. Some people are too selfish.
Yeah,
but obviously you're the exception, and that speaks volumes of you. It really does. And it's good that you shamed his family into stepping up and helping the guy out.
Hey, exactly, sometimes people need a push, right, Justin?
Right. Exactly.
I'm an offensive lineman. I gotta get
it.
Yeah,
push. You know? Now, I know this came up after your signing when you had your press conference. Have you been working on the conversion to make him a Cardinals fan?
Yeah, he's a Cardinals fan now.
Go.
At first, he told me he's like, I guess he didn't know the Cardinals were red. He's never left New Jersey, mind you. He's never left Jersey City, New Jersey, mind you.
Wow.
So he's like, Justin, I don't like the color red. And I said, Bill, you know the team I'm going to is red. And he's like, oh no, I'm so sorry. It almost came to tears how upset he was.
Yeah.
And he's now red is now his favorite color.
I don't know if you saw this, but NewJersey.com a while ago published photos of his old New Jersey penthouse.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude,
it was definitely the company leaked the pictures out there because they can't rent it right now.
Well, it's sick. You've got like a rooftop, a hot tub. I mean, this is
I'll
that's
tell
a
you
nice
this.
Place,
it,
man.
It was not in a great neighborhood, though.
Okay.
Like, I would come out, like, the reason why I was able to get it for the price I was is because it's not in the best neighborhood, and that's why they're struggling to rent it now.
I get it.
So that's how mysteriously this article gets leaked. Come rent Justin Pugh's house, and they post all these pictures. So I don't know how that worked out.
Yeah, right,
but
right.
I think someone moved in there. Bill is also the neighborhood watch. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. He sits on the stoop every day. He's 72 years old, real bad scoliosis, can barely walk up the steps. He's neighborhood watch, though.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's the best.
Such a cool story. Justin Pugh of the Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. In terms of transitioning, I mean, to the place you knew, you said it at your press conference, you're an East Coast guy. You went to Syracuse. You played for the Giants. Coming out west, how has the transition gone in all aspects for you so far?
It's been awesome. Just despite having to go back east almost every weekend to get all my stuff out here and get moved out here, it's been going great. It's unbelievable when you call back home to my mom or my family and it's raining or it's snowing and I'm like, I just drove to dinner. It's like 80 degrees out. I'm going with the windows down. You get used to that real easy. So it's been good. I've been looking at trying to find a house. Some grown-up things.
Now, I've noticed on your Twitter timeline, too, you're doing a lot of crowdsourcing to find things. Like, I saw the pizza discussion. Have you found good pizza? There's a lot of good pizza, Justin. I'm just saying. Have you found a place yet?
I've had my guy in New York. I had this one go-to place. You know, you find the place you love, and they take care of you. You know the people when they walk in. I go to this place in New York called Prince Street Pizza. It's amazing. So he actually has shipped it out to me twice already.
Yeah.
But I've gone around and I've tried some pizza. I'm still working through it. So many people reached out to me, and hey, you know, come into our pizzeria, try our pizza. So the community has been amazing.
Yeah.
And obviously, I've gone to I'm right by this place, Blanco Tacos, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've gone like five or six times.
Yeah.
So the food's been really good. I've been super happy with
that's
that.
That's outstanding.
Carson Palmer told us last year during training camp, not far from where you guys will train in the stadium in Glendale, there's a place in Old Town Glendale. He said it's the best pizza he's ever had.
And I never got the name of that place. Did you ever get it?
I forget what it is. I'll look it up.
He's a Southern California guy, right?
He is.
Yeah.
Right.
So is he the, right. I mean, great quarterback. I don't know his expertise on pizza. I don't know him, so I got to ask him.
If you want to know about tofu or avocado, then now you got, yeah, right. Exactly. That's who you go to. You have come here, and obviously you've got a great personality, and that really tends itself to good leadership on the offensive line. As a new guy who's coming here, have you assumed some of that leadership with this new offensive line?
I mean, offensive line is one of those interesting positions where it can't be one guy.
Yeah.
When we're out there, it's one of those positions where everyone has to be in unison. It has to be a synchronized swimming-esque position. And we have a guy like AQ. The center normally has that leadership role. They're in there making the calls, getting everyone on the same page. And we have a great leader in AQ. Then you bring in Andre Smith, another 10-year vet. Then you have Mike Yapati, who a 9-year vet, and me as a 6-year vet. I was the oldest guy in the room in New York. And now coming here, I'm like the youngest on the offensive line besides DJ. So really it's bouncing off each other and holding the whole room accountable. And I think that's what makes the best offensive line. Everybody holds everybody accountable. No one's scared to tell somebody, hey, I need you to step up and do this in our room right now.
Got it.
Last year, the offensive line room with the Giants, you guys got raked over the coals by the media. It seemed like it was a national story. And the Giants had a lot of issues last year, and I'm sure it was a tough year. But did you ever sit back and say, why is this all falling on us? Because it was almost a weekly thing, as you know.
Yeah, it was tough. Every year I was there, everything was the offensive line's fault. Except the year we went to the playoffs, and it wasn't our fault anymore. And we were halfway decent.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the position. If you don't run the ball well, or you don't run the ball at all. We didn't really run the ball at all.
Yeah.
And if you look at the numbers, how many times we ran the ball game, you're gonna get talked about, and that's tough. It's definitely something that, and it was even tougher. Not a lot of the guys in the offensive line in New York talked.
Really?
So
yeah.
When there was an issue, everyone came to me. If there was an issue with Eric Flowers, I was almost his spokesperson.
Man.
It was like every day I had
that's
to talk for somebody. But I love those guys. I mean, they're still my guys. You go to bat for them, and we went out there and did the best we could do. Obviously, we went 3-13. A lot of people lost their jobs, but you learn from it. You move on, and I'm making sure I don't have that same thing happen here, which I already can tell the room is night and day.
I really like how you spoke out against this perception that you, among others, are injury prone, and you said, don't include me in that list in terms of your history and being injury prone.
Yeah, I think if you look at every year I've played, there hasn't been like years where I've missed. Like last year, it was just like the last 2 years where I missed a little bit of time. But I still came back from the injury in 2013 to play in the play, or not 13, 2016 to play in the playoffs. And then last year, obviously with the back, and then we have 3 wins. And they almost, the upper management in New York was telling me to shut it down and get healthy and get ready to go next year. So it's one of those things where I've never been injured really throughout my career. Started every game as a rookie. A lot of guys don't play right away. You know, first round picks obviously do. But, you know, I had a little wear and tear later on. But, you know, coming back, getting healthy, I'm looking forward to playing all 16 again.
And, I was going to ask you how you're feeling right now.
Feel great. Obviously, I haven't played since week 8. And, you know, coming out here and getting the workouts in and really getting that feel back of playing ball, it's been great these past 3 practices.
All right, I got to ask you this, and with all due respect to Sam and Mike Lennon, who are veteran quarterbacks and deserve equal respect, everybody wants to know about Josh Rosen and how he's adjusting to the first few days. Apparently, he's way ahead of the curve in a lot of areas. Give us your opinion of him as a young kid coming in.
You would have been able to tell if I was sugarcoating it when I said what I said. If you know, I didn't think he had command of the huddle. I've been around Eli Manning, who I think it's probably one of the best composed, doesn't go up, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, comes in the huddle, knows what he has to do. For a guy that's been here for like a week, what's he been here, 6 days?
Yeah, like 5 minutes, yeah.
Exactly. He came in there and took control of the huddle, and that was the thing I was most impressed with. Right now, I'm not caring about if he's getting us in the right protections, it's the respect that I have for him and I've gained from him from that first time he came into the huddle and spoke to us.
That's awesome.
That's great.
And that's something that, as a rookie quarterback, you don't see often.
I agree.
Talking to Justin Pugh of the Arizona Cardinals here on Bickley and Murata, I know you've been debriefed on it. You have agreed to play this little game we do from time to time called Vinny Joe Trivia. It's where we let our competitor pick the topic. And the topic you're picking this week, Justin, is?
I'm going to pick with the Entourage series, I guess including the movie. I don't know if we're including the movie into it or not.
Sure.
Great show. I used to loosely base my life off of Entourage.
Really?
Until I realized how expensive it was and how expensive New York is.
Yeah, right. To have a turtle
I have a tattoo. So when I grew up with the same kid since I was in first grade. We all have an 8 tattoo. I'm one of the 8. And
that's insane.
6 of us were living in New York at one time. And we thought we were, you know, Vinny chasing the boys. I wasn't as good looking as Vinny Chase was, and my friends weren't as funny as his other characters were, so it didn't work out for us.
Yeah.
All right.
You all eight got the same tattoo.
Yes.
When did you do that? How long ago?
When we were in college.
That's
so
that's
like
really
three
cool.
of my
After how many beers?
So this is how it happened. We all weren't together. I was at Syracuse. Four of my buddies were at Penn State. Three of them went there, and some friends went to visit them. So most of my buddies are all at Penn State, and they're going to a tailgate at Penn State, which you can ask AQ Shipley. Apparently, they get pretty crazy. I don't know. So, yeah, four of them got it. Next day, not even no question asked. I went and got it right away. And then a few others. My buddies are all Jewish except for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jewish guys aren't supposed to have tattoos.
That's right,
no,
they're
that's
not.
That's true.
So, they all have it. Maybe one's parent doesn't know.
Maybe one.
He does know. Maybe one doesn't have it. Maybe.